Almighty and ever-blessed God, we continue in thy holy presence, and we come, O God, in order that we may continue to thank thee and to bless and praise thy name for all thy wondrous goodness and kindness and mercy and compassion with respect to us. O Lord, we realize that we are creatures belonging thus to time and passing through this world, and we think of our existence according to these human measures and standards. And so, O God, we come this morning, which to us is the beginning of a new year. We realize that thou art outside time, from eternity to eternity, and we realize that thou hast put eternity into our hearts. But so, O God, we come, and we thank thee that even as we look at these things from the standpoint of our own measures and assessments, we have everything, O Lord, for which to thank thee. And so we come before thee, and as we have already acknowledged, O God, we would acknowledge again that thou hast looked upon us and blessed us. We thank thee that looking back we can say that surely goodness and mercy have followed us all the days of our life. O God, we thank thee for that, that we are more certain of that than we are of any other single fact. For we know that we are now in thy presence and concerned to seek thy face because of that. We realize that we are what we are by thy grace, and that we are concerned about our souls and their relationship to thee because thou hast looked upon us, because thou hast drawn us with the cords of thy love, because thou hast worked in us by thy Holy Spirit. O God, we know that were it not for thy goodness and for thy mercy and for thy compassion and long-suffering, we would have been left to ourselves, and as we were in sin and in the death of sin, O God, we therefore do indeed thank thee and lift up our hearts together to praise thy great and wondrous name. We cannot understand thy love, O God, and above everything else we find it difficult to understand thy patience, for we have so often failed thee. We have so often broken our own vows and pledges. We have failed so frequently to come up even to our own standard, and have failed to do that which we intended to do. And, O God, it would not surprise us if thou hadst finished with us and turned thy back upon us oftentimes. But we know that thou hast mercy and compassion, and thou hast been long-suffering with respect to us. Thou hast waited for us, thou hast varied thy methods of dealing with us in order to call us and to draw us unto thyself. And, O Lord, we feel we can but come before thee and present ourselves in a humble acknowledgement of our partial realization of the greatness of thy love with respect to us. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thine help I'm come. O Lord, we realize that that is the truth about us all. Thou hast held us. Thou hast sustained us. Thou hast given us that which we needed exactly and precisely at every moment. So looking back, O God, across our lives and across this past year, we do indeed thank thee for all things, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. O Lord, we would thank thee for chastisement even. We would thank thee for things that at the time we couldn't understand, and at which we were tempted to grumble and to complain. We thank thee, O God, that when we look at these things in the light of our destiny and thy great and gracious purpose for us, we see how even these things have ministered to our good, have made us look at ourselves and realize what we are apart from thy grace, and then have enabled us to see in a new and in a wondrous manner the exceeding riches of thy grace and the endlessness of the ocean of thy love with respect to us. O God, We therefore do desire to thank thee. We thank thee for everything that thou hast enabled us to see of the truth concerning thyself in Christ Jesus. We thank thee, O God, for a larger and a deeper apprehension of this wondrous plan of redemption and of salvation. We thank thee, O God, for bringing us to see more and more that it is something which is eternal, something that was worked out and elaborated even before the very foundation of the world itself, something which goes on until sin and evil shall finally be destroyed, and everything in heaven and earth and under the earth shall acknowledge the lordship and the name of thy dear Son. O God, we thank thee for this larger view of redemption, this ability to see it not only in terms of what thou hast graciously enabled us to enjoy, but in terms also of that larger purpose, in terms of the glory of thy great and holy name, and the glory of thy dear Son. O God, we thank thee for this, and we thank thee for every fresh understanding that thou hast given us of our utter inability to do anything finally of value in the salvation of our own souls, so that we see that we are entirely debtors to thee and to thy mercy and to that alone. O God, we therefore pray that thou wouldest continue thy gracious dealings with us. Wilt thou by thy Spirit enable us more and more to understand thy word and to apply it unto ourselves, to see its relevance to the whole of our lives individually and to the whole condition of men and the state of the entire world. Oh, we thank thee for thy word. We thank thee for this gracious revelation of thy purposes. We thank thee, O Lord, that we are in it and that we see ourselves as participators in this tremendous purpose. O enable us, we pray thee, then more and more to set our affections on these things and to wean ourselves and all our pulses from this present evil world. O God, we do therefore praise thy name as we look back and realize that thou hast called us and that thou hast dealt with us, that thou art working out thy great purpose in us. And we would pray thee, O God, that thou wouldest continue with these gracious dealings with us, that we more and more may approximate unto the image and the pattern of him whom thou hast set forth before us. O, therefore, we submit ourselves to thee together this morning. Our desire is, O God, to know thee, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. O Lord, wilt thou graciously manifest thyself to us. Enable us, O God, to do that which thou wouldest have us do to that end. And, O, we beseech thee, grant unto us such glimpses of thy glory and of thy grace, that everything else shall take its right place in our lives, and everything shall have its own significance and no more. O God, we pray thee, so to fill us and so to shed thy love abroad in our hearts, that everything small and unworthy and mean, and which belongs only to time and to earth, shall be driven and swept out of our lives, and we shall be filled with this new life according to the image and pattern of thy dear Son, our blessed Lord and Savior. Lord God, we therefore would offer ourselves to thee anew and afresh. We do submit ourselves and dedicate ourselves once more. O God, we pray thee to take us and to send down thine own holy fire in the Holy Spirit to consume the offering, that the incense of it may arise in thy presence and be pleasing and acceptable in thy holy sight. Lord, hear us as thus we pray, and hear us as in an especial manner we do pray thy continued and increasing blessing upon thy church here and everywhere throughout the world. O God, it grieves us, thou knowest our hearts, it grieves us to see thy name forgotten, derided oftentimes by men. O God, it grieves us to see the godlessness and the irreligion rampant in this city and in this country and throughout the world. O God, we pray thee that thou wouldest so fill thy church and thy people with thy Holy Spirit, that thy work may be revived in a mighty manner everywhere throughout the world. O, wilt thou do such a work in us, thy people, that those who are without shall be amazed and astonished, and shall come rushing, seeking to know the secret of it all. O God, revive thy work, and make bare thy mighty arm. O grant, if it be thy holy will, that in this year which is thus beginning, we may see things that we cannot even imagine, and experience the right hand of thy power in our midst. Hear us, O Lord, as we therefore commit thy people to thee in all parts of the world. We thank thee, O Lord, for every movement of revival that we hear of. We thank thee for every stirring, every moving, every sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees anywhere. O God, wilt thou continue and increase it, until there shall indeed be a mighty work amongst thy people. We therefore commit it humbly to thee. We pray thee to bless and encourage all thy servants, whatever form their service takes. We commit to thee all who are preaching the word today, everywhere throughout the world. O God, we remember likewise those who are engaged in Sunday school work and in the leadership of Bible classes and other meetings. O, wilt thou encourage them all and strengthen them and enable them, O God, to know that with thine unction upon them, there is no end to the possibilities of what they may accomplish. We especially pray for those of thy servants who are set in difficult and trying and discouraging places. O, wilt thou establish them and strengthen them and enable them to know that their labor can never be in vain in the Lord. O God, remember those who are being persecuted and tried. Those, O Lord, who may be in prisons and concentration camps. We plead for thy servants in many lands this day who are meeting cruel opposition and great discouragement. We pray that their hearts may be uplifted and that they may be filled with such a courage that men can never daunt them and they will go forward upon their way. O Lord, hear us as thus we commit all thy people and all thy servants to thy tender care. And hear us, O Lord, as we intercede on behalf of the world in its pain and sin and shame and confusion. O Lord, our God, wilt thou not show the people clearly by a manifestation of thy might the sinfulness of their state, and that while it persists there can be nothing but wars and rumors of wars and discord and bloodshed. God, have mercy upon the nations. We pray for those whom thou hast appointed to rule and to govern in this and in all the lands. We pray thee to humble them under thine almighty hand. Grant unto all leaders of the nations a new seriousness, a new striving after godliness and holiness, that they, standing before the peoples, may ever be a pattern of righteous living and of holiness. Lord, hear us as we pray for them, and hear us as we commit to thee all kinds and conditions of men. We pray for those who are old and infirm. O God, wilt thou look upon them tenderly and bless them. Be with them, we pray thee, and keep them at peace. Enable those who are with them and who care for them. O God, strengthen them and uphold them with thy powerful hand. Bless the sick in mind and the sick in body. O Lord, thou canst deal with all and relieve all. We therefore commit them lovingly to thee and their loved ones. And we remember the bereaved and sorrowing, those to whom a new year has no hope and no brightness. O God, keep them, we pray thee, from living on the past, and grant them such a view of the glory that awaits all who are in Christ, that they will look forward with a new hope and be enabled even to rejoice in the midst of their sorrow. And all others who need our prayers, we bring before thee, Lord. There may be those in our midst who have come with a sense of shame, determined to start anew and afresh, conscious of failure, conscious of inability. O God, wilt thou grant them an abundant assurance of the pardon of all their sins? May they know that the past shall be forgotten, and a present joy be given, a future grace be promised, a glorious hope in heaven. Lord, wilt thou fill them with thine own sense of presence and of power, that they may face the future with all its temptations and all its subtle enticements with a new confidence and a new hope. Hear us, O Lord, in these our prayers. Receive again, we ask, our unworthy and humble prayers, as we offer it all, pleading nothing but the name and the merit of thy dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us all pray. Almighty and ever-blessed God, our Heavenly Father, we come unto thee again, and we thank thee once more, O Lord, our God, that we find ourselves in such a place and in such an attitude, in such a posture. We thank thee for the place wherein thine honor dwells. We thank thee, O Lord, for a place in a world of sin and shame and noise and bustle, where we can come together quietly and worship thee and sing thy praise and read thy word. O God, we thank thee that in a world of so much darkness, we come to a place where we have so often seen the light. O Lord, we thank thee that thou hast provided thus for us as we pass through this world of time, that we can come together and see something of that grace and of that glory. We thank thee, O Lord, that thou art a sun and a shield. And so we thank thee for all that we are conscious of as we gather together thus in thy house this evening. We thank thee, O God, for the very precincts of thy house. We thank thee for the atmosphere which we are ever conscious of when a number of thy people come together to worship thee and to sing thy praise in this way. We thank thee, O God, for an atmosphere that is so different from that of which we are aware outside in the world. O Lord, we know not how to thank thee sufficiently, that thou hast ordained that thy people should come together in this way and manner, and as they go through this journey called life, might rest a while. O God, we therefore lift up our hearts in humble praise and adoration for all thy goodness to us, and for all the possibilities that we are conscious of at this very moment here in thy presence. Lord, we do bless thee and thy great and holy name more and more, that we are ever conscious of this other factor that changes everything, because we know that we are not left to ourselves. O God, we have so often been disappointed in the world and its gatherings and its conventions. We realize, O Lord, that they have ever failed us because there was nothing beyond the power of men. But we bless thee that thou art here, and that with thee nothing is impossible, and that therefore impossible things can happen. We thank thee, O Lord, our God, that we ever come therefore into thy house and into thy presence in a spirit of expectation and of anticipation. O God, we pray thee that thou wouldest create that within us all this night if we haven't got it, and that thou wouldest increase it in us if we do possess it in a measure. O God, forgive us that we have so often been guilty of measuring thine illimitable power by our small and puny measures. Help us to know tonight that thou art able to do for us exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Help us, O God, to see something tonight anew and afresh of the unsearchable riches of Christ. O Lord, enlarge our hearts, we pray thee, enlarge our minds, open our understandings, take from us, O God, all that restrains us and fetters us. Grant that we may know thy Spirit operating in us and upon us in great power and in great freedom. O Lord, we know that as we pray thus, we're only praying for that which thou hast so often done for thy people. We thank thee for all the records that we have behind us. We thank thee for thy word. We thank thee, O Lord, for all those many occasions we read of there, of how thou didst come down amongst thy people. And coming down, thou didst change everything. We thank thee, O Lord, for the descent of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, and his coming again in like manner upon those early apostles and disciples. We remember how on one occasion the place where they were assembled together was shaken. O Lord, thou art the same God. Thou art the God of our fathers, the God of the patriarchs, the God of the apostles, the God of all the martyrs and the confessors, the God of the reformers, the Puritans, the covenanters, the God of the Methodist fathers. Thou art still the same. And therefore we humbly pray thee to look upon us here gathered in thy presence this night and to pour down thy Spirit upon us. For we know, O Lord, that apart from thy Spirit and his mighty and gracious operations, our coming together will be in vain, though we may enjoy it and may have found peace and comfort. But, O Lord, we long for thee, the living God. Our souls cry out for thee. O God, wilt thou therefore raise us up above every other consideration and grant us one by one a great soul thirst for thee. Lord, thou knowest all about us, and we rejoice in that fact. We confess that there have been times when we were terrified by that fact, but now we thank thee for it, for we have so often discovered that we were not aware of our true needs. We thought we understood, but we were wrong. We were protecting ourselves. We thought we needed comfort when we needed chastisement. O Lord, we thank thee then that thou knowest all about us, and that thou art able to deal with us and our every need and our every condition. We pray thee, therefore, that this night thou dost take thine own great and glorious word and bring it home to us one by one in great power and authority and might. O Lord, wilt thou speak tonight in such a manner that we shall all know that thou hast been speaking and that we shall never be the same again. We thank thee, O Lord, for thy promises. We thank thee that they're exceeding great and precious, and we pray that thou wouldest graciously fulfill them in our midst here in thy presence at this very hour. Lord, we therefore surrender this service into thy hands and pray that thou wouldest use it to that end. And hear us as we think of all thy people gathered together like this in all parts of the world. O Lord, we thank thee that even in these days thou hast thy faithful people. We thank thee for them, and we pray that they this night may know great liberty and freedom in thy presence. We continue to pray for all who are hard pressed and persecuted and tried. We pray for all little groups of people meeting together in fear and trembling because of authorities and powers set against them, back in the conditions of the early church. O God, wilt thou be with them as thou wert with thy servants at the beginning, and fill them with a sense of thy glory and of thy power. Take from them the spirit of fear, O Lord, and grant that they may be enabled to witness the good confession. We again would commend to thee most urgently, O Lord, the case of many of thy people in many countries in different parts of the world where they've suddenly found themselves in new circumstances and conditions, thrust into positions of leadership and power, whereas formerly they had depended upon others. O Lord, wilt thou be with them? Wilt thou give them great wisdom and great understanding and show them what thou wouldest have them do? O Lord, we commit them and commend them unto thee in all parts of the world. Great God, we do indeed pray that thou wouldest, in the midst of the years and all the darkness and the confusion of the times, make thyself known in a mighty manner. Lord, we thank thee for the faith that thou hast given us. We thank thee that we know that thou wilt vindicate thyself and thy great truth. We know that thou hast thine own time, O Lord. Forgive us if we are guilty of impatience before thee. But we see thy name blasphemed, thy cause desecrated, and we pray thee therefore, O Lord, to rise in thy glory and power, and to make thyself known and cause the peoples who are antagonistic and opposed to tremble in thy great and holy presence. Hear us, O God, in this our prayer, and hear us as we again commend to thee the powers that be. We pray for all that are in authority. We pray for those who reign and rule over us, and all the leaders and the rulers of all the nations. Lord, wilt thou deal with them so that, set as they are in positions of prominence, they ever may be a pattern of godliness and righteousness and holy living to the peoples. O Lord, wilt thou look upon them and give them the wisdom that they need in these times of troubles? Show them, O God, what thou wouldest have them do. We bless thee that we know that thy purposes are sure, and we rest in the confidence that thy kingdom shall come, and that Christ Jesus shall rule and reign over all. Hear us, O Lord, and hear us as again with tenderness. We bring before thee the case of many who have asked for our petitions. There are those who are old and infirm. We pray that as they lose the power and the position of their faculties, that thou wouldest grant unto them, O God, thy new and sustaining grace. Give unto them such glimpses of the glory that thou art preparing for them, that their hearts may be gladdened and that they may be filled with joy. Lord, hear us on behalf of those who are sick in body, wherever they are tonight, whether in their own homes or in nursing homes or institutions. We pray thee, O God, to be with them, and may they know above everything else that they're in thy hands, and may they know that they're there ever safe. Lord, bless them and keep them and their loved ones from anxious care. We pray for those who are sick in mind, and pray that they may be relieved, and we remember the bereaved and the sorrowing. O Lord, God of comfort and of consolation, we pray thee to bless all such, and to draw them even through their grief and sorrow nearer unto thyself. We remember all who are in any kind of trouble. We realize, O God, more and more how little we know of one another. The heart knoweth her own bitterness. We pray thee, therefore, for any who are heavy-hearted in this service, any who are conscious of failure and of sin and of shame. O God, we thank thee that we can pray for all such with great confidence. Thou hast told us that if we confess our sins, that thou art faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We pray, therefore, that all such may know the blessed cleansing and may know that they are restored unto thee. Have mercy upon those who may be amongst us who have been backsliding, fallen into sin and have wandered far away. Lord, we thank thee that thou art still as the father of that prodigal son, and may they know that there is an abundant welcome to them as they return this evening. Wilt thou heal them and restore them and establish their goings and send them upon their way rejoicing. O Lord, we thank thee that thy love never faileth. We thank thee, O Lord, that whenever we come truly unto thee, acknowledging our sin and looking only unto Jesus Christ and his blood, thou dost ever pardon us and forgive us and renew us and restore us. Hear us then, O Lord, and glorify thy name in our midst, and unto thee shall we give all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. Hear us, O Lord, and pardon and forgive us all our every sin, as we ask these mercies, pleading nothing but the name and the merit of thy dear Son, our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us all pray. Almighty and ever-blessed God, our Heavenly Father, we come again into thy holy presence, and we come once more, O Lord, that we may thank thee and praise thy great and holy name. We marvel more and more, O Lord, at thy kindness toward us, and at thine infinite condescension, that though thou art so great and high and eternal, thou dost deign to look upon us, and art ready to listen to us, as we come into thy presence in this way and manner. We thank thee, O Lord, for the abundant assurance thou hast given us, that everything concerning us is of concern to thee, that thou hast loved us with an everlasting love. And so, O Lord, our God, we do indeed thank thee and bless thy name for this. Above everything else, we thank thee for every blessing that we have ever received. But we thank thee more, O Lord, our God, that we have received those blessings because of our relationship to thee in and through thy dear Son, our blessed Lord and Saviour. We rejoice, O Lord, in the relationship, in the fellowship, even more than in the particular blessings. And so it is, O Lord, that as we come before thee this morning,
Our chiefest desire is that we may know thee better and know thee more truly. Lord, we are conscious of the fact that oftentimes we have been content with the means of grace and have stopped at them instead of using them and employing them to bring us unto thyself and into a living relationship with thee. We thank thee again for everything that thou hast appointed for us. And for our good, we thank thee that thou at the very beginning didst ordain that a day like this should be set aside and apart, and that man should cease from his work and give himself to contemplation and meditation of his relationship to thee and the affairs of his soul. We thank thee, O Lord, for this and for every other provision. We thank thee for every good tradition that we have inherited and every good and noble custom. We thank thee, O Lord, for giving us thy word and its truth. We thank thee for all the instruction that we have here. Lord, thou hast provided for us so fully and so liberally, and yet we are conscious of the fact that oftentimes we have abused these gifts and privileges and have turned them into ends rather than means, and so have missed the greatest and the most glorious blessing of all. We pray thee, therefore, that by thy Spirit this morning thou wouldest take hold of us and possess us. We realize the need of being roused in all our faculties. We confess that we are still so much of the earth earthy, by and bound to the things of time and of sense. O Lord, we pray thee to grant us, as thy people, liberty in thy presence at this hour. Grant freedom unto our spirits, we humbly pray thee. Help us, O God, one by one to realize that whatever our affairs and our circumstances, there is nothing that is of such importance to us as this living knowledge of thee and this living relationship to thee. We pray, therefore, that we all may have the grace that we stand in need of to overcome every hindrance and difficulty and obstacle, in order that we may worship thee in spirit and in truth. Lord, we thank thee for the gift of thy most holy Spirit, the Spirit that searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God, and the Spirit that maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. We thank thee then, O Lord, that thou hast thus provided for us so richly. And we rejoice in thy presence at this moment, that we realize, therefore, that what matters above everything else is that we should be ready and willing to yield and to submit ourselves to his most gracious influences upon us. We pray thee, therefore, O God, that thou wouldest give us that grace, and that we may feel his mighty working within us. O Lord, we thank thee that this is ever to be the characteristic of thy people, that they are to know this glorious liberty of the children of God, and that we are to enjoy this freedom in worship. We bless thee that we are no longer dependent upon forms and ceremonies and externals. We thank thee, O Lord, that God is spirit, and that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We bless thee that thou hast opened our eyes to see that, and that we therefore are in the realm of the Spirit. But we do pray thee, O Lord our God, that we may enter fully into this, that we may truly know what it is to rejoice before thee, and to be filled with a sense of wonder, love, and of praise. We do thank thee, O Lord, for all the way that thou hast brought us. We are conscious increasingly that it is because of thy good hand upon us that we have arrived at this point. We raise our Ebenezer hither, by thine help we are come, and we hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. We thank thee, O Lord, that thou, having apprehended us, having laid thy mighty hand upon us, that thou dost continue to lead us on and to guide us and to direct us. And we thank thee for the assurance that thou hast given us, that thou wilt never leave us nor forsake us. O Lord, we therefore in thy holy presence in this way and manner would acknowledge again that we are what we are by thy grace, And we humbly pray thee, O Lord, to go on with thy great and good work within us. We pray thee, O Lord, that thou wouldest bring home to us, one by one at a time such as this, our individual responsibility. Lord, we find ourselves in a gainsaying world. We find ourselves in an age and a time of confusion and of trouble. We pray thee, therefore, O Lord, that every one of us may realize our individual responsibility with respect to these things. Forgive us, O Lord, if we tend ever to delegate these matters to others. We thank thee that in thy church, because of her marvelous constitution, it is possible for any individual amongst us to be laid hold of by thy power and to do mighty and wonderful things. We pray thee, therefore, that we all may have a zeal for thy great and holy name and a concern about thy church and about thy kingdom. O Lord, we humbly pray thee, therefore, to so speak to thy faithful people here and in this land and everywhere else throughout the world, that they may realize more clearly than ever the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. Deliver us, O God, from every wrong and false entanglement. Deliver us from everything that in any way mars or hinders the proclamation of thy truth. But grant, O Lord, that we all may seek to know the truth as it is in simplicity and as it is in purity in Christ Jesus, and that at the same time we may manifest it and demonstrate it by our lives and conduct and demeanor and behavior. O Lord, we ask therefore that upon us thy people may come this sense of being engaged in this mighty spiritual battle and warfare. Grant that we all therefore may fight the good fight of faith, that we may quit ourselves as men and be strong, standing steadfastly in the faith. O Lord, we ask therefore that upon us and upon thy people everywhere thou wouldest send forth thy Spirit in great power and authority and might. We do realize, O Lord, that our words in and of themselves, even though they may give expression to the truth, are inadequate and insufficient. We are conscious, O Lord, of the need of the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. We thank thee that we are encouraged by the history of the past. We thank thee, O Lord, that we see even in thy word itself how oftentimes thy people have been languishing and have been ineffective, and the enemy has been loud and arrogant and proud, and thy people seemed at the very end of their history, when suddenly thou didst arise and scatter thine enemies and show forth thy glory and thy praise. And we thank thee, O Lord, for the many, many occasions in the subsequent history of thy church and people on which thou hast been pleased to do this. Lord, we acknowledge before thee that we have no claim upon thy love and mercy and compassion. We plead it rather for the glory of thine own name. O Lord, O our God, arise, the cause of truth maintain. O Lord, hear us and hear all thy people, who everywhere throughout the world are waiting and looking unto thee for such a visitation of thy Spirit in power and might and authority. Lord, grant that men and women may know in this 20th century that thou abidest ever always the same, and that all the changing scenes of time make no difference unto thee. O Lord, we pray thee therefore to revive thy work and to make bare thy mighty arm in the midst of wrath. Remember mercy, O Lord, for the sake of thine own name and the name of thy dear Son, our blessed Lord and Saviour. Hear us, O Lord, in this our prayer. But we ask thee that thou wouldest look upon us and bless us this day as we come and consider thy word, and bless all thy people everywhere as they do the same thing. We ask thy blessing upon the work of the Sunday school today here and elsewhere, and upon all gatherings of thy people to enter more richly into the riches of thy grace. O Lord, bless all the efforts of thy people. Keep us all, we pray thee, from discouragement, but grant that thy servants everywhere may know that their labor is never in vain in the Lord. O God, hear us in this our prayer, and hear us, we humbly beseech thee, as we particularly intercede on behalf of those of thy people who are passing through a period of cruel adversity. We think of all thy people in various lands, certain places we know where there are but a handful of people, with a great mass against them, not only the world, the flesh, the devil, but false religion and misunderstanding and a lie preached as truth. We pray that in all such places thy servants and thy people may be kept steadfast in the faith, that they may know that thou art with them and that thou wilt use them and bless them. O Lord, grant them the courage that thou didst give to the apostles at the beginning and to the martyrs and the confessors throughout the centuries. We pray then for thy servants everywhere throughout the world, and especially in such lands and places where there is cruel and bitter persecution. We pray thy blessing upon all thy servants who've gone out from this land and other lands to help others, to propagate the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. We thank thee for them and their readiness to leave all in order that they may serve thee in this way and manner. Wilt thou bless them and grant them great wisdom in these days of transition and of confusion. Hear us, O God, in this our prayer. And, O Lord, as we pray thus for thy church and people, we are conscious that she operates in the world, and we remember that the world is still thine, in spite of all its sin and shame. We therefore pray thee, O Lord, to look down in pity and compassion upon the world. We pray for the powers that be that thou hast ordained. We ask thy blessing upon those who reign and rule over us, and on those who are responsible for the affairs of all the nations. Lord, wilt thou look upon them and bless them and show them thy way. And hear us, O Lord, as we think of all individuals who need our prayers. We do rejoice in the knowledge that though thou art so great and high and eternal, that the very nations are but as a drop in the bucket and the small dust of the balance in thy sight, that nevertheless thou art prepared to look upon the individual, and that none is too small or insignificant for thy loving gaze. O Lord, we pray therefore for the aged and the infirm, all who are kept in their homes and unable to come out. We pray that thou wouldest be a little sanctuary unto them, and that they may know thy presence and rejoice in it. Hear us as we remember those who are ill and laid aside with physical illness. Wherever they are at this hour, Lord, we remember them, and we pray that thou wouldest visit them and bless them. Be with their loved ones and keep them from anxious care, O Lord. Hear us on behalf of the sick in mind, as we pray that they may be delivered and set free. And hear us, O God, on behalf of the bereaved and the sorrowing and the lonely. We thank thee for a gospel that enables us to see through death. We thank thee for an undying hope. We thank thee, O Lord, for the glory that awaits thy people. And we pray that all who are bereaved and sorrowing may be comforted and sustained and encouraged by the knowledge of these things. Hear us, O Lord, our God, in these our prayers. Thou knowest every individual. Thou knowest the secret prayers of all who are in thy presence at this hour. We pray thee that thou wouldest hear them. Thou hast promised to do so. Whatever it is that is oppressing any mind or any heart or troubling any soul before thee, we pray that the truth as it is in Christ Jesus may so come to them that their burden shall be lifted, and that they shall go out of this service renewed in faith, in courage, and in hope. Hear us, O Lord, in this our prayer, and pardon and forgive us all our every sin as we ask these mercies, pleading nothing but the name and the merit of thy dear Son, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. O Lord, our God, we come unto thee once more and lift up our hearts in praise and in thanksgiving and in humble acknowledgement that we are saved by grace, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. We acknowledge, O God, freely that it is all of grace. We are aware of our unworthiness. We say with him who wrote, "And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Saviour's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain, for me who him to death pursued, amazing love. And can it be that thou, my God, hast died for me? 'Tis mystery all." O Lord, we leave ourselves in the grip of this glorious mystery. We humbly thank thee and praise thy great and holy name.
that we are what we are, solely by the grace of God. Thou hast indeed taken away the stony heart and given us a heart of flesh to know thee and to love thee. Lord, it is my chief complaint that my love is weak and faint, yet I love thee and adore. Oh, for grace to love thee more. Now may the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide and continue with us now this night, throughout the remainder of this our short and certain earthly life and pilgrimage, and evermore. Amen. O Lord, our God, we come again to thank thee for thy word. Oh, how we see ourselves and our proneness to wander. How ready we are to detract and to subtract from thy word, to make things easy for ourselves. But we bless thee that we have this word that not only teaches us and instructs us, but warns us and safeguards us from the subtle assaults of the enemy of our souls, who, appearing as an angel of light, would twist and pervert even thy holy word. O God, receive our humble prayers. We thank thee for the faith we have. But, O Lord, we all pray that thou wouldest grant us more and more that assurance clear. O God, so speak to us that we shall all give great diligence to making our calling and election sure. Thou hast provided the way to this. Grant that all thy people, thy dear children here gathered, may know, as they've never known before, the Spirit bearing witness with their spirits that they are the children of God. Grant that they may know during this coming season that the one who was born of old in Bethlehem of Judea has also been born in their hearts and in their souls. Grant that we all may know of a surety a Christ within, a living Christ dwelling within us, taking up his abode within us and never leaving us. O Lord, hear our prayer. Be with us, follow us, be with us in our homes, in our work, wherever we may have to go, whatever we may have to do. Lord, may we know that thou wilt never leave us nor forsake us, and may we know the sweet intimations of thy nearness and thy benediction, thy love, and thy grace. Bless, O God, thy faithful people who long to know thee better and to know the truth more truly. Bless them and all who are dear to them, and bless them in all their associations. And now, may the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide and continue with us now this night, until we meet again throughout the remainder of this our short and certain earthly life and pilgrimage, and evermore. Amen. O Lord, our God, we pray thee, as thy servant of old prayed, oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's prayers, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace. O God, have mercy upon us, that we are so slow to thank thee and to praise thee. O Lord, open our eyes to the knowledge of this great riches, the unsearchable riches of Christ, who is so rich unto all that call upon him. Lord, fill us with thy Spirit. Fill us, we pray thee, till our hearts shall overflow. Shed thy love abroad in our hearts by thy most
blessed Holy Spirit, until we shall be lost in wonder, love, and prayer. Oh, that I could forever sit like Mary at the Master's feet. Be this my happy choice, my only care, delight, and bliss. My joy, my heaven on earth be this, to hear the bridegroom's voice. O love divine, how sweet thou art! When shall I find my willing heart all taken up by thee? I thirst, I faint, I die to prove the greatness of redeeming love, the love of Christ to me. O Lord, open our eyes to the riches of thy grace, and then we know that we shall praise thee with the whole of our being and say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide and continue with us now this night throughout the remainder of this our short, uncertain earthly life and pilgrimage, and until we shall see him as he is, in all his glory and beauty and perfection, and be like him, until the story, saved by grace, and go on to all eternity, to marvel at the unsearchable riches of Christ. Amen.
We do hope that you've been helped by the preaching of Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones. All of the sermons contained within the MLJ Trust audio library are now available for free download. You may share the sermons or broadcast them. However, because of international copyright, please be advised that we are asking first that these sermons never be offered for sale by a third party. And second, that these sermons will not be edited in any way for length or to use as audio clips. You can find our contact information on our website at mljtrust.org. That's mljtrust.org.